Labor Day weekend is approaching, meaning it's finally time to kiss summer goodbye. As people start to leave for their end of the summer travels, Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Bill Lowe spoke with KMZU on how to stay safe during this holiday weekend.
Well, I think anytime you have a holiday weekend, we're always concerned with the amount of traffic, and we want to make sure that everybody's paying attention to the job of driving and going the speed limit, and obviously wearing the seatbelt and not driving impaired.
This summer has been slightly different from the rest for the Highway Patrol when it comes to monitoring traffic. With the outlying factor of the pandemic, traffic levels have been fluctuating.
This summer, obviously, with everything that's going on with the pandemic and the way 2020 has changed a lot of things, we've seen a difference in traffic patterns, going from very little traffic to once resuming normal activities to a significant amount of traffic.
At the beginning of the summer, Lowe says highway fatality rates were as high as 15%. Between then and now, that number has slowly been able to go down to around 10%, thanks to educational measures taken by the Highway Patrol, according to Lowe.
Through different enforcement efforts, through different public education, through social media, as well as with the media outlets, we've been able to get the word out that, we're going to be out there diligently enforcing those traffic laws to bring those fatalities down. And since that June period, we've seen a 4% decrease. So we're happy with that, but we're not happy with still having that big of an increase for the entire year.
According to a news release from the Highway Patrol, 9 people died and 431 were injured over 1,021 traffic crashes during the 2019 Labor Day holiday, averaging to one death or injury every 10.6 minutes. Troopers arrested 116 people for driving while intoxicated during last year's holiday weekend. Lowe stays hopeful that statistics could change this year, but notes some trends and incidents.
I'm always hopeful that it'll be different. Pretty consistently, you see there are some fatalities that occur just with the amount of traffic that's out there. But those major arteries of the interstates, we find that the more visibility we have, the less likely those fatalities are going to occur.
As always, the Highway Patrol is dedicated to keeping people safe, and that dedication intensifies during holiday weekends. To ensure the safety of Missourians this weekend, Lowe says troopers will be all hands on deck during the day and nighttime.
We also are going to have a DWI Wolfpack operation, which we have 6 officers that are going to be solely looking for those impaired drivers and getting those impaired drivers off the roadway. So we're doing everything we can to get as many troopers out on the roads visible so the public can have a safe trip wherever they may be going.
Lastly, Lowe would like to leave Missourians with some tips on how to stay safe this weekend, whether you're on the road or on the water.
When you're driving, make sure that you're focused on that job of driving. Put your phone down, wear your seatbelt. It'll help you be aware of what's around you. Those people that are not driving in a safe manner, you're more apt to be able to avoid those types of crashes. And if you're on the water, make sure you have those life jackets on. We want to make sure that people that are enjoying the waterways enjoy them safely. And part of doing that is making sure that you're operating your boat in a safe manner, as well as making sure people on the boat have those flotation devices that they need to survive should something happen.
For KMZU, I'm Taya White.